Yo, today's QOD is we must accept all the things that we can't change. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Hal Elrod on the show today. Today, he's going to encourage us to accept what we cannot control and to make the best of what happens to us. And this is a talk that I need to take to heart myself because I just do not do traffic. If you want to catch me in a bad mood, catch me in traffic. I do not like traffic at all. I leave the house at 6:15 a.m. to take my dog to daycare because I know if I leave at 6:45, it's going to be an hour of sitting in traffic and I'm going to get home. I'm be in a bad mood. So I got to take this to heart and just really accept the fact that I cannot control the traffic. I got to make the best of the time. Ooh, it just feels weird just like talking about that right now. He's also going to talk about when we accept what we cannot control, it creates space so we can feel that joy and fulfillment that we want to feel. Hal Elrod, he's coming up.
So, but in all seriousness, I share this every time. There are some things I share every time. But this example, this analogy to me is so powerful because it's very simple. We can all relate to it, but it's very profound. It's a metaphor for life. And that is this. Let's pretend we left the house late. Anyone ever done that? Right? You woke up late, you didn't hear your alarm, you forgot to set your alarm, you were just running late, it was someone else's fault, which is always a good scapegoat. If we could blame it on somebody else, that's always good. But think about that. So we leave the house 15 minutes late. If we go full speed and there's no traffic, we're already going to be probably a few minutes late. And then we hit bumper to bumper, dead, still traffic. We've all been there, right? And think about our typical experience for the, let's say instead of 15 minutes in the car, now we're in for 30 minutes because of this traffic. So think about how we spend that 30 minutes. No, it starts out with, oh, no, 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 not today of all days. What is that? Like, it's the traffic's fault that we left late that day? No, not today, come on. And we're like, we're mad at the traffic, you know? And then we're the whole time, we're like, we're riding the bumper. Like, does anybody find that works? Like, if you ride it hard enough and you get frustrated enough, like, they're just like, whoa, that guy's really mad. Let's just get out of his way and let him go to work. And no. So here's what I realized. I hit traffic and go, oh, and then I go, wait a minute. I'm going to be in the car for 30 minutes. I'm in traffic. I'm going to be late. There's a consequence. I cannot change any of those things. But I get to choose how I spend these 30 minutes. I can either spend them stressed out, frustrated, literally shortening my lifespan. You're all health professionals, right? Stress is the number one killer. So I can either spend time in traffic shortening my lifespan, causing myself stress, being frustrated, or I can either be stressed out for 30 minutes or I can be blissed out for 30 minutes. Either one, totally up to me, nothing to do with the traffic. And when I realized that, it was arguably one of the most empowering things I ever learned was that every negative emotion that we've ever felt is self-created by our resistance to the thing that we think is causing the emotion. Because it's not the thing, it's our resistance. If we resist it a little, it creates a negative emotion like annoyance. Not too bad, not too painful, like, oh, gosh darn it. I really didn't want that to happen, son of a gun, right? It's a little bit of resistance, not painful. But when you're, you know, dropping to your knees going, how could you take him, Lord? How could you take her, Lord? How could this happen? How could I lose that my job, my income, right? That degree of resistance creates terrible emotional pain. And you think about every negative emotion that we felt, not only is it self-created, but it's created based on something that already happened. Think about that. Rarely, I mean, now fear is a negative emotion, right? You call it negative. I mean, that's really projected in the future. But almost every other negative emotion, regret, sadness, anger, depression, it's all based on something that already happened. So it's not happening anymore. So then how are we creating, how are we feeling emotional pain? We think it's the thing, it's our resistance. Something happened, you know, a lot of us have suffered from things that happened in our childhood. We're still suffering because we haven't been willing to accept it. And often we justify non-acceptance because we have this weird thing where we think that accepting it makes it okay. It doesn't make it okay for them. I can't accept what she did to me is wrong. What he did to me is, no one should ever have to go through that. I will never accept that. But accepting doesn't let them off the hook. They're already off the hook. They don't know that we're still feeling pain over it. They've been off the hook since it's been done. It's acceptance doesn't let them off the hook. It lets us off the hook. It allows us to feel peace. And the reason I share this, by the way, you might realize we haven't got into the miracle morning yet. Partly because y'all have the book, so I don't need to give you guys a super in-depth, thing. But the other reason is because this is arguably the most important lesson I've learned in my life, because everything that we do, everything we're doing, we're trying to strive to achieve every day. Everyone in this room is a success-minded, probably a lot of type A's, right, personality. Every day we're trying to accomplish, improve, and grow our wealth, our business, et cetera. And ultimately, when you look at why we're doing it, it's all this, we're looking for some sort of emotional response, some sort of fulfillment, we're looking for happiness, right? And what I found is that until we understand that we must accept all the things that we can't change, until we do that, all that resistance of all the things that we can't change, whether it was from 5 minutes ago or 5 months or 5 years or 5 decades, it fills us up with negative emotion. And all the things we're working so hard for, we don't actually get to ever enjoy them because there's no space. The joy that we might feel from an accomplishment, there's no space for it to fill us up. So then we focus, so it doesn't work. I achieved it. It doesn't feel the way I thought it would feel. I better go achieve something else. I better go create more. Oh, I got to a certain level of wealth. It was exciting, we celebrated at dinner, but now what? Got to do something else. And I really believe this is the most important fundamental lesson that I've ever learned that has given freedom from emotional pain. And to wrap up this story so we can segue into the miracle morning, I accepted fully what had happened to me. So there was no emotional pain. If I never walked again, I was okay with that. If I walked again, I was more than okay with that. I was excited about that. Right? And here's the thing, by the way, one last distinction is that acceptance doesn't mean happiness. It means peace, which is much more powerful. What's the difference? Over here are all the positive emotions that we're striving for. Happiness, excitement, joy, right? Over here are all the negative emotions that we're trying to stay away from. But who's ever been in a really great mood, like you're experiencing some of these emotions, and a phone call changes that? Right? Like in a second, emotions are fleeting. In 1 second, you can flip from one to the other. You're like, oh, life's great. What? No, what? So emotions are fleeting. But here's the deal. When you accept, I'm going to give you some tangibles on how to do this, some practical actionables. But when you accept everything you can't change, in between happiness and sadness is peace. And that's what acceptance gives you. It gives you an unwavering state of peace. Peace is rooted. It doesn't waver. If somebody gives you a phone call and says, hey, this bad thing happened, you're like, well, I can't change it, so I accept it. And you just stay in a state of peace. And when you're in a state of peace, it's like a blank canvas, and you get to decide what emotions you want. When I'm in traffic, instead of getting frustrated, there's no space for happiness or joy or anything. But as soon as you go, can't change it, I'm in the traffic for half an hour, it's going to be a piece of it, and I'm late. I'll deal with that when I get there. But right now, I'll be present and at peace. Then I get to go, I've got 30 minutes. What do I want to feel right now? What do I want to feel? What do I want to think? What do I want to do? Maybe I'll focus on my goals. Maybe I'll do some planning. Maybe I'll just focus on what I'm grateful for. I used to call my car the gratitude mobile. As a reminder, to just every time I hit traffic, just go, what am I grateful for? Like, that's the question. What am I grateful for? And I just felt grateful for 30 minutes. Much better way to spend in traffic. One thing I was grateful for is I'm like, hey, the odds of getting in a head-on collision and dying at 2 miles an hour are very, very, very nil. So I don't have a graph to show you that accepting what you can't change and all this positive thinking, I don't think it solves all your problems. We could sit here and think about our bank accounts growing. Probably wouldn't happen, right? So it doesn't solve all of our problems, positive thinking, But here's what it does. Positive thinking puts us in a peak physical, mental, and emotional state to solve our problems.
That was Hal Elrod. His website is halelrod.com. Pick up his incredible book called The Miracle Morning. I know you're going to love it. Also, check out today's entire talk on the YouTube. It is called Hal Elrod, Why the First Few Steps of the Day May Be the Most Important. All right, my friend. Hope you enjoyed this week's clips. I'll see you next week with a brand new set. Enjoy your weekend. See you next time. I'm out. Peace.